The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. If you see any signs of deception in a statement, dismiss it immediately. Whenever Nowruz comes, the Iranian New Year, the US president congratulates the people of Iran. But is that a sincere message? It's obvious that it's a tool of deception. It's a big lie. They're willing to eliminate millions of Iranians. Look at what they've done to Gaza. They give money and weapons to the enemy on the one hand, and on the other hand, they occasionally say, yes, it would be good if such things don't happen. We mustn't believe what the enemy says. We mustn't believe the enemy's words. So that was about the lesson we've learned from the 19th of day. I would like to share a couple of more points with you. Firstly, you see, my dear brothers and sisters, Iran, your country, is a strategic peak in terms of both its natural and human resources, as well as in terms of its geopolitical position. It's a country with many resources in these areas, and this is a gift from God. Its people, its human resources, are above the world average. Its natural resources exceed the world average. Its geographical position is more sensitive than that of many countries in the world. The same is true about its geopolitical position, since it's located in the middle and in the heart of the Islamic world. This country, this vast place that's a strategic resource, has been in the hands of the US for decades, since the mid-1940s. That is, from about 80 years ago. This source of wealth, which is your Iran, belonged to the US for many years. Your revolution took place and pulled it out of the hands of the US. The United States will never forget the bitterness of this event. Some say, you're neither willing to negotiate with the US nor establish relations with them. What's the difference between them and European countries that are like the US? Why do you have relations with them? The US could have an embassy here like them. You have relations with them, the European countries. No, there is a difference. The difference is that the US had claimed ownership here, and that was pulled away from its grip and clutches. Thus, their resentment toward the country and the revolution is like that of a camel that holds a grudge. They won't give up easily.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.